Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, this morning we're here because we want to hear from you.
亲爱的天父，今天早晨我们来到这里，因为我们要听到你的话。
We want to receive from you.
我们要从你得着。
We thank you that Holy Spirit is our teacher.
我们感谢你，圣灵是我们的教导者。
We yield ourselves to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们把自己降服在圣灵的服事之下。
We thank you for giving us exactly what we needed.
我们感谢你给我们的正是我们所需要的。
That each and every ears are open, heart receptive to your word.
每一个人的耳朵都打开，每一个人人的心都敞开来接受你的话。
We give you all the praise, glory, and honor for all that we will receive this morning.
我们为今天早上我们所要领受到的一切，把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. We're going to continue our subject on prayer.
我们要继续有关我们的主题祷告。
Prayer is a very important subject.
祷告是非常重要的主题。
Prayer is a connection between heaven and earth.
祷告是天堂跟地上的连结。
Prayer allows God to work on this earth.
祷告使得 让神能够在这个世上运行。
Prayer allow God to minister to us and provide for us.
祷告让神能够来供应我们，而且来透过我们 来服侍我们。
James 4:2 says we have not because we ask not.
雅各书四章二节他说我们得不着是因为我们不求。
God want us to pray.
神要我们祷告。
Prayer is a form of releasing our faith.
祷告是释放我们信心的一种形式。
Somebody once says, a prayerless question is a powerless question.
有人说一个没有祷告的人是一个没有能力的人。
This is very true.
这是非常真实的。
Because through prayer we receive our strength, our ability.
因为我们透过祷告得着我们的力量，我们的能力。
It is impossible to grow spiritually without prayer.
一个人的灵命成长不可能没有祷告能够成长的。
Because without prayer we cannot develop intimacy with God.
因为没有祷告我们没有办法培养跟神亲密的关系。
Prayer and study of the Word of God are very important parts of our life.
祷告跟研读神的话语在我们生命当中是非常重要的一部分。
Also important in church life.
同时在教会的生活也是很重要的。
No church can be successful without prayer and the Word of God.
一个教会没有祷告跟神的话语是不可能成功的。
Same thing with our personal life.
同样的，我们的生活也是。
We cannot be successful as God wants us to be successful if we don't have prayer, we don't have the Word of God.
如果我们没有神的话，我们没有祷告的话，我们没有办法得到神所要我们得到的成功。
In war, there is a very effective strategy to take over the city.
在战争方面，它有一个非常很有果效的一个策略，能够攻击一个城市。
I'm sure you've probably seen the war movies.
我相信你们都看过战争片。
I remember when I was small, I loved to watch heroes.
我记得我小时候我很喜欢看到有关那个影集《勇士们》。
勇士们，小时候很久很久，你可能没有印象，因为你们没有那么老。I love to watch war movies.
我很喜欢看战争片。
But in most of the movies, you see that they blow up the bridges, blow up the road, cutting off the power line, cutting off the telephone line.
但是你看到在很多的战争片里面，大部分你会看到他们把那个桥炸掉，然后把那个道路阻断，而且关掉、切掉一切的电讯还有通讯。
Because they're understanding something.
因为他们明白一件事。
No matter how strong a city may be.If you cut off the communication, if you cut off the supply, eventually the city will fall.
因为他们知道，不管一个城市有多坚固、多稳固，如果你砍掉它的对外的通讯，还有那个对外的补给的话，他们最终都会倒下去。
So this is why they go around and blow the bridges and blow all the communication.
这就是为什么他们把所有的桥都炸掉，然后切断所有的通讯。
The devil also have a strategy.
魔鬼同时也有他的策略。
That's exactly what he wants to do in our life, in our spiritual life.
那正是他要在我们的灵命当中所做的事。
He want to cut off our communication.
他要切掉我们的通讯。
It's which is our prayer to God.
也就是我们对神的祷告。
He want to cut off our supply.
他要砍掉我们，他要切断我们的补给。
Which is the word of God.
也就是神的话。
This is why you see that every time when you want to come to the church, there seems that sometimes.Things happen before they come to the church.
这就是为什么有时候当你要来教会的时候，就是刚刚好，好像看起来刚刚好就有事情发生。
突然你不舒服，突然你不想要去，突然你很累，突然你想要睡觉，突然人家打电话，突然人家要约你出去外面。All these kind of things happening when you want to go to church.
当你要来教会的时候，这样的事情，各样的事情就发生了。
Especially when there's important meeting.
特别是很重要的聚会。
Actually, every church service is important.
事实上，每一个教会的聚会都是很重要的。
And so when you pray, telephone ring, or something happens, or you get so tired, and pretty soon, all of a sudden you get so sleepy.
或是当你祷告的时候，突然有电话响了，或是有什么事情发生，或是你开始想睡觉了。
One time I was calling IRS.
有一次我被
我在打电话给美国那个报税的那个、
哦、税捐处，
税捐什么？
税捐处，
税捐处。And it was, it's so hard to get through because so many people want to get through.
因为很多人要打这个电话，所以很难打通。
And I was staying with a friend of mine.
然后我跟我的朋友在一起。
And a friend of mine just sent me the Bible.
然后我的朋友就给我一本圣经。
He said it always works.
他说总是有果效的。
When you open up the Bible, the telephone got through.
然后当我打开圣经的时候，电话就打通了。
The devil doesn't want you to pray. The devil doesn't want you to read the Bible.
魔鬼不要你祷告，也不要你读圣经。
Because he knows if he can cut off the communication, he can cut off the supply. No matter how strong you are, eventually.You're gonna go down.
因为他知道，如果他把那个通讯，把你的通讯砍掉、切断了，然后把补给也切断了，你总是没有办法从神得着。
你会倒下去，你会软弱，因为不管你多刚强，如果你没有祷告，你没有神的话，你会开始软弱，最终你会倒下去。Jesus says in his ministry, it's not because he's the Son of God.
耶稣在他的事工能够成功，并不是因为他是神的儿子。
Because of his prayer life.
而是因为他的祷告生活。
Now we've been emphasized so much on the word of God. I believe it's time for us to emphasize on the other side of it.
我们一直在过去一直在强调有关神的话语。我相信那个是已经足够。我们要来到一个地步，我们要走到另外一边。
Both are important.
两方都是很重要的。
We need the word of God. We also need prayer.
我们需要神的话，我们也需要祷告。
The reason why Jesus is so successful, not only because he knows the word of God, because he has a strong prayer life.
耶稣的他的事工能够这么成功，不只是因为他明白神的话，而且他也是因为他的祷告生活。
Not because he's the son of God.
并不是因为他是神的儿子。
When he was on the earth, he did not operate as the son of God.
当他在地上的时候，他的运行并不是照着他是神的儿子来运行的。
He operated as the son of man.
他是以人子的方式来运行。
He's 100% man. He's 100% God. He's also 100% man.
他是百分之百的神，他也是百分之百的人。
But on the earth, he operated as a man anointed by the Spirit of God.
但是在地上，他是以受神膏抹的人来运行的。
He was as much as a man as you and I.
他跟你跟我一样都是人。
You see throughout the scripture that he was tired, he was hungry, he was thirsty.
你从圣经里面你可以看到他会饿，他会渴，然后他会想睡觉。
Scripture said he was tempted with all points, just as we are.
圣经里面说他跟我们一样受了一切所有的试探。
But he was a man anointed by the Spirit of God.
但是他是一个被圣灵膏抹的人。
So without the Holy Spirit, Jesus is as helpless as you and I.
所以没有圣灵的话，耶稣跟你我一样都是无助的。
Again and again, Jesus said, "Out of myself can do nothing."
一次又一次的，耶稣说：“我凭着我自己，我不能做什么。”
As I see, that's what I do. As I hear, that's what I say.
我看见了，所以我做；我听见了，所以我说。
So he did not operate as God. He operated as a man.
所以他不是以神的方式来运行，他是以人的形式来运行。
So he is as much dependent on God as we are dependent on God.
他所以他依靠神跟我们是一样的，同样的重要的，相同的程度来依靠神。
You can see Jesus' total dependence on God in his prayer life.
你可以从耶稣的祷告生活当中看到他是完全的依靠神的。
Same thing in our personal life.
同样的，在我们个人的生活当中。
You can tell a man is depending on God or not by his prayer life.
你可以透过一个人的祷告生活，可以看出这个人是不是完全依靠神的。
Because prayer is our dependence on God.
因为祷告就是我们对神的依靠。
Let's look at some of the scriptures that we can see Jesus' prayer life.
让我们来看一些经节，来看到耶稣的祷告生活。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 14, verse 23.
我们来看马太福音十四章二十三节。
Matthew 14:23.
马太福音十四章二十三节。
And when he had sent the multitude away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when evening had come, he was alone there.
散了众人以后，他就独自上山去祷告。到了晚上，只有他一人在那里。
那 when he sent the multitude away, we know it's probably in the daytime.
我们知道，当他说他把众人都散掉，那可能是在白天的时候。
Then they say when evening had come, he was alone there. What was he doing? He was praying.
然后到了晚上的时候，只有他一个人在那里。他在那里做什么？他在祷告。
So we know that he has a very strong prayer life.
所以我们知道他有一个很稳固的祷告生活。
Let's look at Mark chapter 1, verse 32-35.
我们来看马可福音一章三十二节到三十五节。
When you look at the scripture,You don't really have an excuse for not praying anymore.
当你看这些经节的时候，你再也没有借口说你不祷告。
Mark chapter 1 verse 32-35.
马可福音一章三十二到三十五节。
Now at evening, when the sun had set, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were demon possessed, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he did not allow the demon to speak because they knew him. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed.
天晚日落的时候，有人带着一切害病的和鬼被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，合成的人都聚集在门前。耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Now you said in at evening, we don't know how late is evening, but we know it's probably in the not late at night.
在这里中文没有说到晚上，但是我做英文有说到晚上，但是我们不知道说到底是有多晚。
But it did say the sun had set.
但是它确实有说到太阳下山。
So that means it's not that dark.
所以我们那表示没有那么的黑暗。
They brought to him all who were sick and all who were demon possessed.
他们把一切那些被鬼附的还有生病的人带到他面前。
Now look at verse 33.
我们来看33节。
The whole city was gathered together at the door.
合成的人都聚集在门前。
So you know there had to be hundreds and hundreds of people there.
所以你知道必须有数百人在那里。
And you know Jesus is a man of compassion.
你也知道耶稣一个充满怜悯的人。
So I'm sure he ministered to every single one of them.
所以我相信他服侍当中的每一个人。
In that particular incident.
在那个事件当中。
Because we know he also led by the Spirit.
因为我们知道他也是被圣灵带领。
Now notice verse 34. It said, then he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he did not allow demons to speak because they knew him.
注意三十四节，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼，不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
He said many.
他说有很多许多鬼。
So we know there's a lot of people there.
所以我们知道有很多的人在那里。
It takes a lot of energy to minister to people.
那需要花很多的精力来服侍人。
Some of you may not know, but after you minister, you get a little bit tired.
你们当中可能有一些人不知道，但是带你服侍完之后，那是很累的。
But you can imagine, he healed all these people who were sick, cast out many demons. He was tired.
但是你们可以想象，当他服侍，他医治好每一个人，而且为每一个人赶鬼之后，他是非常累的。
But look at verse, what happened in verse 35.
但我们来看三十五节。
Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and prayed.
次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方，在那里祷告。
天未亮，你知道他开半夜车，他还是可以起来的。你们知道什么意思？半夜车，上班的人知道。He worked all night, and in the morning he wake up early in the morning to pray.
他整夜工作，但是他整个天早上他非常早的起来祷告。
Most of us say, I'm too tired. God, you know I'm tired. I work all night. Give me the break. Let me sleep.
我们当中大部分的人会跟神说，神啊，你知道我做了一整个晚上的工作，我非常的累，你让我休息一下，让我能够再睡一下。
不止工作，是服侍你啊。Jesus was serving. He was serving God. He was cast out demons. He was healing the sick.
耶稣是在服侍，他在服侍人，他要医治病人，然后为人赶鬼。
So that's a good reason for sleeping late in the morning.
所以这是一个很好的理由，让他能够睡得更晚一点。
But in the morning, early in the morning, even before the daylight, he went out to pray.
但是在次日早晨非常早，甚至天还没有亮的时候，他就起来祷告。
Because he needs God's strength.
因为他需要神的力量。
He needs God's leadership.
他需要神的带领。
He needs God's wisdom.
他需要神的智慧。
And he knows the only way he can get it is through his prayer.
而且他知道唯一他能够得到的是透过他的祷告。
Let's look at Luke chapter 5 verse 15 through 16.
我们来看路加福音五章十五到十六节。
There are many, many such scriptures.
有很多很多这样的经节。
I'm just going to look at a few.
我只是看其中的一些。
Luke chapter 5 verse 15 and 16.
路加福音五章十五十六节。
Then the report went out around concerning him all the more, and great multitude came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. So he often withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed.
耶稣的名声越发传扬出去，有极多的人聚集来听到，也指望医治他们的病。耶稣却退到旷野去祷告。
I want you to know that.A lot of people is pulling on Jesus, wanting the help from Jesus.
我要你们知道，很多人在拥挤耶稣，要从耶稣身上得着医治。
Now many of us, I myself, can very easily guilty of this.
我们当中很多人，我自己也很容易会这样，会觉得很愧疚。
You're so busy ministering, so busy giving out to people that you don't have time to pray.
你这么多的这么的忙碌去服侍人，来服侍人，然后帮助别人，我忙到一个地步，没有时间祷告。
This is how a minister can fall.
这就是为什么侍奉者会跌倒。
Because you don't pray, you don't have strength.
因为如果你不祷告，你就没有力量。
You don't pray, you don't have God's ability.
你不祷告，你没有从神来的能力。
But Jesus is not the same.
但耶稣不是这样。
Notice that he was so busy ministering to people, but he still withdrew himself to pray.
注意这里，耶稣不只是忙着服侍人，而且他也自己退到一边去祷告。
Because he knows his wisdom, his resources, his strength, his ability all come from God.
因为他知道他的智慧、他的能力、他一切的来源，还有一切。大能都是从神来的。
Through Jesus' prayer life, we can see that he is dependent on God.
透过耶稣的祷告生活，你可以看到他是一个倚靠神的人。
You also, you can see very clearly he operates as a man.
同时你也可以看得很清楚，他是以人的身份来运行。
Because if he's God, he doesn't need to pray.
因为如果他是神的话，他不需要祷告。
He can do whatever he wants.
他要做什么就做什么。
But he is a man, so he needs prayer.
但因为他是人，所以他需要祷告。
So are we.
我们同样也是。
If Jesus needs to pray,I tell you, we need to pray.
如果耶稣都需要祷告的话，我要告诉你，我们更需要祷告。
Let's look at Luke chapter 6, verse 12.
我们来看路加福音六章十二节。
Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God.
那时候耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
整夜祷告神。I want you to know that Jesus.Has a strong prayer life.
我要你们知道，耶稣有很稳固的祷告生活。
I don't know how many ever pray all night to God. No, you don't need to raise your hand.
我不知道我们当中有多少人整夜祷告神，你不需要举手。
可能太多人举手，已经都。I did it one time. I met only one time.
我只做过一次而已。
I'm telling you, it's not very easy.
我告诉你，不是那么容易。
Because sometimes you can easily mind can drift.
因为很容易的，有时候你的头脑会昏昏沉沉的。
But I want you to know that Jesus was so much dependent on his prayer life.
但我要你们知道，耶稣是这么的依靠他的祷告生活。
Prayer was the foundation of Jesus' success.
祷告是耶稣成功的根基。
Prayer is also our foundation for success.
祷告同时也是我们成功的根基。
This is not just for minister.
这不是只是给侍奉者而已。
This is for every single person here.
这是给我们当中每一个人的。
No matter you are housewife, or you are the doctor, you're a lawyer, you're engineer, no matter what occupation is, you need prayer.
不管你是家庭主妇，或是律师，或是医生，或是工程师，不管你的职业是什么，你都需要祷告。
Because you need God's grace, you need God's help.
因为你需要神的恩典，你需要神的帮助。
And the only way you're going to get it is through your prayer.
而你唯一能够得到的是透过你的祷告。
So prayer is important.
所以祷告是很重要的。
So we need to learn how to pray.
所以我们需要学习如何祷告。
So this morning I'm going to share with you some principle to help you.To be effective in your prayer life.
所以今天早上我要跟你们分享一些原则来帮助你们的祷告 有果效。
We're just going to review what we talked about last week and then we're going to continue on.
我们会简短的复习我们上个礼拜所讲的然后继续往前。
But there are principles in the Bible that teaches us how we can be effective in our prayer life.
但是在圣经里面有一些原则来教导我们如何有果效的来祷告。
God wants to answer our prayer.
神要回应我们的祷告。
He's a prayer answering God.
他是一个回应祷告的神。
God does not just want us to pray for just because we need to pray. God wants to answer this prayer.
神不是因为我们需要祷告就要我们祷告，他是要回应我们祷告的神。
对，因为不是为了祷告要祷告，这样是没有意义的。祷告有什么意义？如果祷告不是要得到神的答案，不是要神不要回答我们祷告，这个是没有什么意思的。No, God wants us to pray so that He can answer this prayer, so that He can provide for us, so that He can help us.
不是的，神要我们祷告，所以呢，他能够供应我们，能够帮助我们。
So there are principles in the Bible that teach us how to be effective in our prayer life.
所以在圣经里面有一些原则教导我们如何有果效的来祷告。
The first one is we need to pray according to the will of God.
第一个，我们需要根据神的旨意来祷告。
Again, 1 John chapter 5 verse 14, it says.This is the confidence that we have in Him. If we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
再一次的，约翰一书五章十四节，他告诉我们，我们若照他的旨意求什么，就知道他听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
对，坦然无惧，你可以翻译把握。我们有这个把握，其实在英文是有把握，我们对神有这个把握。 If we ask according to God's will, we can have confidence.
如果我们照着神的旨意来祷告，我们可以有把握。
Because God's will is what He wants to do.
因为神的旨意就是他要做的事。
It's what He guarantees He will do.
是他会保证他一定会做的。
The question is, do we know the will of God?
但问题是我们是不是知道神的旨意
？Or how can we know the will of God?
或是我们怎么样能够明白神的旨意
？We know the will of God through His word.
我们是透过他的话语来明白神的旨意。
The Bible is given to us to know the will of God.
圣经给我们让我们能够明白神的旨意。
So you know the word of God, you know the will of God.
所以你明白神的话，你就明白神的旨意。
So when you pray according to the word of God, you are praying according to the will of God.
所以如果你照着神的话语来祷告，你就是照着神的旨意来祷告。
And when you pray according to the word of God, the scripture says very clearly, we can have confidence that God hears us.
如果而且如果你照着神的话语来祷告的话，圣经写得很清楚，他说我们就能够有把握他听我们的祷告。
And verse 15 it says.Because we know He hears us, we know we have the petition that we desire of Him.
然后十五节告诉我们，既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So we need to know the word of God.
所以我们需要知道神的话。
So we can pray according to the word of God.
所以我们能够根据神的话语来祷告。
Somebody asked one particular pastor, "What is more important, the word of God or the prayer?"
有人问一个牧师说，哪一个比较重要？是神的话语比较重要，还是祷告比较重要
？And the pastor, without hesitation, the word of God is more important.
然后那个牧师一点都不犹豫的说，那是神的话语比较重要。
Because if you don't know the word of God, you don't know how to pray.
因为如果你不明白神的话，你不知道如何祷告。
Prayer is not just you mouthing a couple words.
祷告不是你嘴巴说一些话而已。
Prayer has to be according to God's will.
祷告必须是根据神的旨意。
And God's will is revealed through His word.
而神的旨意是从他的话语，从他的话语当中启示出来。
So without knowing the word of God, you cannot be effective in your prayer life.
所以如果你不明白神的话语的话，你的祷告生活不会有果效。
That's why we spend so many years, actually 4 years. we 挖一个根基。We lay the foundation of the word of God.
这就是为什么我们花了四年的时间来在神的话语上我们立下根基。
But I believe it's time for us now to learn to pray.
但我相信现在是一个时候，我们需要学习如何祷告。
Use what we have learned, take the word of God, and make the prayer out of it.
运用我们所学习的，把神的用神的话语来作为我们的祷告。
When we pray according to the word of God, we will see the result.
当我们照着神的话语祷告的时候，我们就会看到结果。
John 15 verse 7, Jesus said, If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You ask what you will, it will be done for you.
约翰福音15章7节，耶稣说，如果你藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你的里面，凡你祷告祈求的，我就会成就。
Because when we have word of God inside of us, what we ask is the word of God.
因为当我们有神的话语在我们里面的时候，当我们向神求的就是根据神的话。
And the second principle, in order to be effective in prayer, is...We need to maintain a close fellowship with the Lord.
然后第二个，为了让我们的祷告生活有果效，我们必须要维持保持跟神亲密的关系。
Prayer is born out of relationship with God.
祷告是从我们跟神的关系开始的。
The more we fellowship with God, the more we will know Him.
我们更多的跟神相交，我们会更认识神。
The more we will be sensitive to Him.
我们对神会更加的敏锐。
The easier it is, we can be yielded to the Holy Spirit.
我们就会更容易的来向圣灵降服。
That allow Him to pray through us.
让圣灵来透过我们祷告出来。
We will know what God is like, what He dislikes.Or what pleases him, or what displeases him.
我们会知道神是怎么样子，他不是什么样子，什么会讨他的喜悦，什么不会讨他的喜悦。
So we need to maintain that close fellowship with God.
所以我们需要保持跟神亲密的相交。
So on one hand, we need to learn God's word. On the other hand, we need to maintain that close fellowship, that intimacy.
所以一方面我们需要明白神的话，但是另外一方面我们需要保持跟神亲密的相交的关系。
That means in our heart, we need to continue to communion with God.
那表示在我们的心里，我们要持续不断的跟神交通。
Never put God on the shelf.
我们绝对不要把神摆在一边。
You can always maintain a fellowship with God in your heart.
你总是能够在你的心里保持跟神相交的关系。
Somebody asked Smith Wigglesworth, "How often do you pray?"
有人问史密斯维格斯威尔，你多久祷告呢
？He said, "I never pray for more than 10 minutes."
他说我绝对不会祷告超过十分钟。
But I will not go 10 minutes without prayer.
但我不会超过十分钟不祷告。
What does that mean?
那到底什么意思呢
？That means I pray all the time.
那表示我一直都在祷告。
His heart is in constant communion with God.
他的心里面持续不断的跟神相交沟通。
Scripture said, "Pray without ceasing."
圣经里面说你要时时不断的祷告。
That means you maintain the attitude of prayer.
那表示你要保持一个祷告的态度。
The whole world is full of need.
整个世界充满了需要。
You can always pray.
你总是可以祷告。
Because you pray, allow God to work in the situation.
因为透过你的祷告，神能够让神来在那个情况当中来动工。
It's very easy for us to see some situation and then say, I'll pray tonight.
我们很容易的会看到一些情况，然后说，哦，我今天晚上会祷告。
I'll pray later.
我等一下再祷告。
But you totally forget about it.
但是后来你全部忘掉了。
No.When you see the situation, you need to pray. Pray immediately.
不是，当你看到有需要祷告的时候，你要立刻的祷告。
I don't know about you, but every time when I see the accident on the road, I immediately pray God will send some help. God will help that person. God will send the ambulance. God will provide whatever help that's needed.
我不知道你们，但是每一次当我看到在路上有车祸、有意外的时候，我立刻祷告神差派合适的人来帮助他们，差派那个救护车，差派人来帮助协助那些人。
We don't have to wait till we go home at night. It may be too late.
我们不需要等到回家晚上的时候，可能会太晚。
So we always maintain our attitude of prayer.
所以我们总是保持一个祷告的态度。
Maintain that fellowship with God.
保持跟神的相交。
You can maintain the praise in your heart all the time.
你可以一直在心里保持一个赞美的态度。
Sometimes even at work, in my heart, I say praise you, Hallelujah, come thank you, Jesus.
有时候甚至在我工作的时候，我在我的心里，我开始来感谢赞美神。
You don't have to say out loud.
你不需要大声的说出来。
God listens to your heart. God knows what you thinking in your heart.
神听你心里在说的话，神知道你心里在想什么。
But you can maintain the intimacy with God.
但是你总是可以保持跟神亲密的关系。
You can maintain the presence of God.
你可以保持神的同。
So the presence of God is not just when you come to the church to experience. You can experience 24 hours a day.
所以神的同在不是你来到教会的时候你才能够经历到。你神的同在是你随时24小时都能够经历到。
When you maintain the close fellowship with God, the intimacy with God, you find out your prayer become more and more effective.
当你保持跟神亲密的相交、亲密的关系的时候，你会发现你的祷告会更有果效。
Because God will actually pray through you.
因为事实上，神会透过你祷告出来。
Sometimes even amazed the thing that come out of your mouth, because through the Holy Spirit, God can pray the wonderful prayer.
有时候你甚至你会惊讶从你口里所说出来的话，因为神会透过圣灵把你他要你祷告的透过你说出来。
That's praying in the Spirit.
那就是在灵里面祷告。
Praying in the Spirit is not necessarily tongue only.
带领你祷告不只是方言祷告。
We know praying in tongues is praying in the Spirit because that is given by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道方言祷告就是带领你祷告，因为那是圣灵所给我们的恩赐。
But there is a prayer in the Spirit in your own language.
但是也有另外一种在灵里面的祷告，是用你自己的语言说出来。
It's prayer under inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
那是在于圣灵的默示之下你说出来的祷告。
Even beyond your understanding, even beyond what you know.
甚至是超过你所能够明白、你所知道的。
But that can only happen when you cultivate intimacy with God.
只有当你培养跟神一个亲密的关系的时候，才会发生。
I never forget Brother Higgins. Sometimes when he prays, it's amazing. Some of the things that he prays.
我永远没有办法忘记，有时候甘坚信牧师他祷告的时候是很令人惊讶的祷告。
Because we have a prayer meeting in our Bible school.
因为在我们的神学院，我们有一个祷告会。
And sometimes he'll just begin to pray in English.
那有时候他就是很简单的用英文来祷告。
This is not even in tongue.
甚至也不是方言。
And begin to pray for different situations that in the natural he could have no way of knowing.
但是当他开始在祷告不同的情况的时候，你知道从自然的角度上，你知道他是不可能会知道。
Sometimes he will begin to no, don't do that. God help you and begin to prophesy over the situation.
有时候他甚至他说不，你不要这样做，神不要你这样做。有时候他就开始直接说预言。
And of course, people begin to write in testimony how they receive help.
然后当然很多人就开始来做见证，说那些话语对他们有多大的帮助。
不止帮助，真正的有突破。因为他已经为这个事情祷告了，我告诉你，这是神要做的，神要透过你的祷告成为其他人的祝福。因为世界上很多很多很多很多需要，神在寻找这些要祷告的。He's looking for intercessors. He's looking for people to pray.
他在寻找那些代祷者来祷告。
Some people get the idea God can do whatever He wants.
有人有这样的观念，神要做什么就做什么。
No, God can only work through prayer.
不，神只能够透过祷告来运行。
Without prayer, God cannot do anything.
没有祷告，神没有办法做任何事。
Because God gives men the authority.
因为神给人权柄。
So God has to work through men.
所以神必须透过人来工作。
You think about if this is not the case, then why pray?
你可以想一想，如果不是这样的话，那为什么我们需要祷告
？Why Jesus has to pray？
为什么耶稣需要祷告
？He can do whatever he wants。
因为神要做什么就做什么。
God want to do what God can do whatever he wants. There's no need to pray at all。
如果神要做什么就做什么的话，那人不需要再祷告了。
God needs our prayer.
神需要我们的祷告。
You are a very important part of the body of Christ.
你在基督的身体里面是非常重要的。
You can be a blessing to somebody that you don't even know.
你可以成为你甚至不知道的人的那些人的祝福。
But in order to pray effectively, you have to have a close relationship with God.
但为了要让你能够很有果效的祷告，你必须跟神有一个非常亲密的关系。
And number three, in order to be effective in prayer life, we have to maintain a pure heart.
然后第三个，为了让我们的祷告生活有果效，我们必须要保持一个清洁的心。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
我们来看希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews 12, verse 14.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Notice the importance of holiness.
注意圣洁的重要。
God is a holy God.
神是圣洁的神。
He wants us to live a holy life.
他要我们过圣洁的生活。
Now, holiness doesn't mean we are perfect.
圣洁并不是说我们是完全的。
Actually, we are already holy on the inside.
事实上，在我们的里面已经是圣洁的。
The moment you are born again, you have the nature of Christ.
当你重生的那一刻，你就已经有耶稣的本性。
If any man be in Christ, he's a brand new creation. All things have passed away, all things become new.
若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧事都完完全全过去，一切都变成新的。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24, it said, You are created according to God, or in God's image, in righteousness and true holiness.
以弗所书四章二十四节，他说，你们是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义跟圣洁。
有义跟圣洁，真正的圣洁。So we have already been made holy. We are already righteous.
所以我们已经被造成为圣洁，成为义了。
But what God wants is what's on the inside expressed on the outside.
但神所要的是在我们的里面的表达，从我们的外在表达出来。
Because sin hinders us, hinders our effectiveness in our prayer.
因为罪会拦阻我们在祷告上面有果效。
Holiness is power.
圣洁是大能的。
It's like a wire.
就好像那个电线。
When the wire is pure, it conducts electricity without resistance.
当那个电线是纯的时候，它会导电，非一点拦阻都没有。
But when the wire is corroded, then it resists the flow of electricity.
但如果那个电线有氧化的话，它会拦阻那个电流通过。
Many years ago, I have a car that was pretty new.
很多年前，我有一个车还是很新的。
The battery also pretty new. I just bought.Not too long ago.
那个电池电瓶也是刚刚买的，所以也是很新的。
But that particular morning, that car would not start.
但是有一天早上，我发觉我没有办法发动。
I did not understand what happened. The battery was new, the car was pretty new. How come car doesn't start?
我不知道为什么，因为车子是新的，电瓶也是新的，为什么不能够发动
？Until I opened up the hood.
直到我把那个车盖打开。
When I opened up the hood, I saw the battery terminals is all corroded. The white stuff was all over the
当我把车盖打开的时候，我看到我电瓶的那个接头方面有一些已经有一些氧化，白白的在周围。
So I took out the battery terminal and clean the terminal.
所以我把电瓶的那个接头把它拿开，然后开始来清理那些。
And put the cable back on.
然后再把那个电线把它接上。
Boom! It start immediately.
然后立刻的就能够发动。
You see, those corrosion resist the flow of electricity.
那些氧化的东西会拦阻电流通过。
Same thing in our life.
同样的，我们的生活。
Sin also hinder us from our effectiveness in serving God, in doing things for God, in receiving from God.
罪同样也会拦阻我们很有果效的来服侍神，来做神要我们做的事。
对，还有神透过我们做一些事情，或者神供应我们。等一下我们会知道为什么。Let's look at Psalm 66, verse 18.
我们来看诗篇六十六篇十八节。
Psalm 66, verse 18.
诗篇六十六篇十八节。
If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
Now God hears, but He cannot do anything.
神是听了，可是他没有办法做什么。
Because our sin hindered him from him able to work in our lives.
因为我们的罪拦阻他能够在我们的生命当中工作。
Let's look at Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2.
我们来看以赛亚书59章一二节。
Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that you cannot save, nor his ear heavy that you cannot hear, but your iniquity has separated you from your God, and your sin has hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
耶和华的膀臂其并非缩短不能拯救，耳朵并非发沉不能听见，但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。
Notice our sin break our fellowship with God.
注意我们的罪 会破坏我们跟神的相交。
Because God is a holy God.
因为神是一位圣洁的神。
Now it doesn't mean that God cannot be in touch with a sinner. God cannot be in touch with sin.
但那 不表示神不能够触摸罪人，神不能够触摸罪。
When Jesus was on the earth, he spent a lot of time with sinners.
当耶稣在地上的时候，他花很多的时间跟罪人在一起。
So much so that people accuse him, look at him, spend time with sinners, eat with the sinners, drink with the sinners.
多到一个地步，甚至那些人 来控告他说，你看看他，他跟罪人在一起吃喝。
So it's not that God look at sin and say, oh, I don't want to get near. It's not that.
所以并不是说神看着罪说我不要跟他们在一起，并不是这个样子。
But sin cannot stand in the presence of holy God.
但是罪不能够站在神的圣洁面前。
Because when we stand in the presence of holy God, our heart is going to condemn us.
因为当我们站在神圣洁的神面前的时候，我们的心会定我们的罪。
If God ever shows up here, all of a sudden he shows up, we're going to be Isaiah, woe is me, I'm an unclean person, I'm an unclean lips.
如果神从来没有向我们显现，突然在我们当中显现的时候，我们会像以赛亚这样的说，我祸灾，我是有罪的，因为我是罪人，我在罪人当中。
Because God's holiness, you can expose our sin.
因为神的圣洁会暴露出我们的罪。
So it's not like God cannot get near the sinner, it's sinner cannot get near to God.
所以并不是神不能够接近罪人，而是罪人没有办法接近神。
Because our heart will condemn us, our heart will convict us.
因为我们的心会定我们的罪，会让我们知罪。
And when our heart condemns us, our heart convicts us, guess what? We will not have confidence.
而当我们的心定我们的罪，或是使我们知罪的时候，会怎么样呢？我们没有办法有把握。
You cannot exercise faith when there's sin in your life.
当 你生命当中，生活当中有罪的时候，你没有办法运用你的信心。
The only way that you can exercise your faith when you know in your heart there's pure, there's nothing in your life that causes you to grieve.
你唯一能够操练应用你信心的是，当你知道你在你生活生命当中没有那些罪，或者使你让你觉得很悲伤很难受。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 21 and 22.
我们来看约翰一书三章二十一到二十三节。
二十一到二十二节。Here is give us the answer why if there's sin in our life, we cannot get our prayer answer.
这在这里他给我们答案，为什么当我们生活当中有罪的时候，我们的祷告不能够蒙回应。
1 John chapter 3 verse 21 and 22.
约翰一书三章二十一二十二节。
Let's start out with verse 20 to 22.
我们从二十节开始到二十二节。
For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we will receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
Notice verse 20, it says, if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
注意二十节，他说我们的心若责备我们，我们的神比我们的心大，一切的事没有不知道的。
God knows everything.
神知道一切的事。
There's nothing we can hide from God.
没有什么是我们能够在神的面前隐藏的。
Even before we speak, God already knows our thoughts.
甚至在我们说出来之前，神已经知道我们在想什么。
So if our heart condemns us, that's a good time to confess to God, ask God to forgive us.
所以如果我们的心责备我们的时候，那是一个很好的时候，我们来到神的面前，我们向神悔改。
We can't hide from God.
我们没有办法向神隐藏什么。
You cannot run from God.
你没有办法逃离神。
He sees everywhere.
他看一切的。
There's no place dark enough that he can hide.
没有一个地方是够黑暗你能够躲藏的。
Then it says, if our heart condemns us,God knows all things. So what does it mean? It means that there's no need to hide. God knows everything. You might as well confess your sin and make it right.
所以他说，如果我们的心责备我们的时候，他说神知道一切，没有什么他不知道。那是什么意思？那意思就是说，你干脆，因为神已经知道一切，你没有什么可以向他隐藏的，你干脆就在他的面前悔改。
But your heart will condemn you.
但你的心会责备你。
Because you are born again.
因为你已经重生了。
Your spirit, your heart cannot sin.
你的灵，你的心是不能够犯罪的。
First John 3:9 tells us that.
约翰一书三章九节告诉我们。
Whoever is born of God cannot sin. He does. He said, "Whoever is born of God does not sin. He cannot sin because his seed abides in him."
他说：“凡从神生的就不犯罪，因为神的道存在他的心里，他也不能犯罪，因为他是从神生的。”
他不能犯罪。Your heart will cannot sin.
你的心没有办法犯罪。
So you cannot enjoy sin.
所以你没有办法享受罪。
You might temporarily enjoy sin, but your heart is going to condemn you.
你可能暂时会享受罪，但是你的心会责备你。
But when your heart condemns you.You're not going to be able to exercise your faith.
但如果你的心责备你的时候，你没有办法来操练应用你的信心。
Look at verse 21.
来看二十一节。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God.
二十一节他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。”
如果我们的心没有责备我们，我们向神很有把握，能够坦然无惧。但是如果我们有罪，我们心会责备我们，我们没有办法向神坦然无惧。所以你现在你可以知道为什么我们祷告没有办法能够垂听，因为你没有办法能够操练你的信心，你的心没有办法能够让你继续做这些不讨神的喜悦的，你的心会责备你。 Your heart will condemn you. Your heart will not allow you to continue to walk in a way that displeases God.
你的心会责备你的心不会容许你一直活在不做在行在不讨神喜悦的事上。
But the good news is,
但好消息是
1 John 1:9,
约翰一书一章九节，
If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪，而且主耶稣的宝血洗净我们一切的不义。
Then once again, we can have confidence toward God.
然后再一次的，我们又可以在神的面前，我很有把握坦然无惧。
As long as you walk in the light, as he is in the light, you can have confidence with God because the blood of Jesus continues to cleanse you.
只要你行在光中，正如神行在光明中，我们就与神相交，主耶稣的宝血也洗净我们一切所有的罪。
This is what I love about David.
这就是为什么我很喜欢大卫。
David had that revelation.
大卫有这样的启示。
No matter how bad he is, he can still bounce back up and like nothing ever happened.
不管他有多糟糕，他还是能够很坦然无惧，很有勇敢的站在神的面前，好像没有发生什么事。
Most of us look at David say,
很多我们很多人看着大卫说那么糟糕
How can God use somebody like that?
神怎么能够使用这样的人？
Yet God said, "Here's a man after my heart."
但是神说他是追求我心和我心意的人。
Because David has a revelation of God's love and God's mercy.
因为大卫有对神有关他的爱，还有慈爱的启示。
This is a revelation we also need to have.
这样的启示也是我们需要拥有的。
Because I can guarantee you, the devil will bring condemnation on you.
因为我可以向你保证，魔鬼会一直来定你的罪。
He's an expert in this area.
他在这方面他是专家。
Because he knows if you operate in condemnation, you cannot exercise your faith.
因为他知道，如果你行在定罪里面的话，你没有办法操练应用你的信心。
This is why we need to get rid of sin consciousness.
这就是为什么我们需要除掉那些罪的意识。
We need to be righteous consciousness.
我们需要有义的意识。
I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
我在基督里，我是神的义。
God is already received me. God has already accepted me.
神已经接受我，已经接纳我了。
Through Jesus.
透过耶稣。
I'm in Christ.
我在基督里。
But when I sin, my heart will let me know it. All I have to do is repent. Ask God to forgive me.
但是当我犯罪的时候，我的心会让我知道，我唯一要做的就是来到神的面前，求神赦免，原谅，向神悔改。
And when I ask God to forgive me, I don't need to remember it anymore. I can keep going.
然后当我向神，我求神回赦免我的时候，我不需要再记得，我可以继续一直往前。
But we need to maintain a pure heart.
但我们需要保持一个清洁的心。
Do what is right.
做对的事情。
Do what pleases God.
做讨神喜悦的事。
You do what pleases God. You do what is right. You can walk in confidence.
你做讨神喜悦的事，做对的事情的时候，你总是能够活行在有把握的情况当中。
Because your heart will not condemn you.
因为你的心不会定你的罪责备你。
And you're not going to listen to the devil.
然后你也不需要听魔鬼的话。
不听小狗念经小时候写的啊，就只要我念你就这个你就那个这个不管了。 The blood of Jesus cleanses me from all sin.
耶稣的宝血洗净我一切的罪。
So as I walk in the light,
只要我行在光里面，
Do what I know to do,
做我知道该做的事，
Do what is pleasing to God,
做讨神喜悦的事。
So in order to have effective prayer life, we have to maintain a pure heart.
所以为了让我们的祷告生活有果效，我们必须要保持一个清洁的心。
时间已经超过了。We're going to continue next week. I got a lot more I want to share.
我还有很多要分享，我们下个礼拜会继续。
But I'm going to give you the principle to help you to be effective in your prayer life.
但我要给你们一些原则来帮助你们的祷告生活有果效。
God wants our prayer to be effective.
神要我们的祷告是有果效的。
Not only through our prayer that God ministers to us, but through us minister to other people.
神不只是透过我们的祷告来服侍我们，而且透过我们的祷告，神能够服侍其他的人。
So we're going to continue next week.
所以我们下个礼拜会继续。
Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
You are a prayer answering God.
你是回应祷告的神。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
As we pray according to your word.
当我们照着你的话语祷告。
You will answer our prayer.
你会回应我们的祷告。
So Father, I pray that you will give all of us revelation and understanding of your word.
所以父神，我祷告你会给我们有关一切有关你话语的启示还有明白。
That every time when we open the Bible, you give us revelation.
每一次当我们打开圣经的时候，你就给我们启示。
Open our eye to see the things you want us to see.
打开我们的眼睛，看到你要我们看到的。
Give us revelation and insight to your word.
给我们有关你话语深入的启示。
We thank you and praise you for it.
我们为此来感谢赞美你。
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.